May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be now and always acceptable to thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Facing fear, trusting God. In today's gospel reading, we heard part of the conversation Jesus had with Nicodemus. You'll remember that Nicodemus was a religious leader in Jerusalem during the earthly ministry of Jesus. As a well-educated and trained teacher, he observed from the edge of the crowd what Jesus did and taught, until one night when he came privately to Jesus to learn from him. So when Jesus refers to the scriptures, Nicodemus knows what Jesus is talking about and could ask intelligent questions in order to better understand what Jesus was teaching. Jesus respected Nicodemus's questions and treated them seriously. The context of this theological discussion, as recorded in John's Gospel, is the festival of Passover in Jerusalem. John the Baptist is still baptizing people in the Jordan River. And Jesus and his disciples have arrived in Jerusalem to celebrate Passover as required by the religious law. However, when they go to the temple to pray, Jesus is overwhelmed by the noise, the dust, and the dubious business practices of the merchants and money changers who have made the outer courtyard of the temple into an open-air market where animals for sacrifice were being bought and sold. In righteous anger, Jesus clears the area saying, "The scriptures declare my temple will be a place of prayer. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." This action created tension between the religious leaders and Jesus. My point is, Nicodemus, a religious leader, was a brave person to come to Jesus, even by night. During his conversation with Nicodemus, Jesus says, "And as Moses lifted up the bronze serpent on a pole in the wilderness, so I, the Son of Man, must be lifted up on a pole so that everyone who believes in me will have eternal life." Nicodemus would have known that Jesus was referring to the story in Numbers, which we heard read this morning. The wilderness area that the Israelites, led by Moses, were journeying through was known for poisonous snakes whose bite usually led to a painful death. And so the people were justly afraid of them. When the people began to rebel against God and Moses, God stepped back, and the poisonous snakes invaded the camp, biting many people. Realizing that they had made a serious mistake, had sinned against God, the people repented and asked Moses to intercede with God on their behalf. God stepped forward, instructing Moses to make a bronze replica of a poisonous snake and put it on the top of a pole and tell the people that when they were bitten, they were to look at the bronze snake. the people who did so, who obeyed God's instructions and looked at the bronze snake, recovered. The people faced their fear of the snakes by trusting that God was indeed with them and would save them from death. Before we look at how Jesus used this story in this conversation with Nicodemus, you might be interested to know what happened to the bronze snake. About 560 years after Moses had made it, the bronze snake had become an object of worship amongst the descendants of the people Moses led. They had begun to worship it and to burn incense to it. In 715 BC, Hezekiah became king of Judah and brought about a religious reformation. Pagan shrines and idols throughout Judah were destroyed, including the bronze snake Moses had made, because the people were treating it as an idol, a false god. This bit of history reminds us that we must be careful not to allow an object which began by assisting us to focus on the mercy and forgiveness of God to become the object of our worship and praise. And now, back to the conversation with Nicodemus. Jesus says that just as the bronze snake which Moses made was raised on a pole, so he, the Son of Man, must be lifted up on a pole, so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. We know that Jesus was referring to his eventual death on a cross. Crucifixion was the common way that the Roman Empire dealt with revolutionaries in Judea. Jesus, when asked by Pontius Pilate, "Are you a king?" answered, "My kingdom is not of this world." And so he ended up being crucified as a revolutionary. He was raised on a pole for all to see, just as he had predicted to Nicodemus. But what was Jesus saying when he compared himself to the bronze snake Moses raised on a pole for all to see? Remember, in the wilderness story, the people had rebelled against God and then repented. They chose to end their rebellion by obeying God's instructions. When you are bitten by a snake, look at the bronze snake on the pole. Remember that I am merciful and forgiving, and I choose to give you life. And the people recovered from the snake bite. Jesus is giving the same message. When you and I are tempted and succumb to sin, that is, we follow the rebellious suggestions of the snake in the garden, just as the first human beings did, then when we realize the error of our ways, we are to turn and look at the pole on which Jesus was raised, the cross, remembering that in Jesus, God reaches out to save us by being merciful and forgiving to us. Even though we, the human beings whom God created, turned our back on our Creator and dealt cruelly with his only Son, even to the point of killing him, our Father in heaven is willing and desires to forgive us when we repent. believing that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Rather than continuing on the downward path of sinfulness, we choose to walk with Jesus on the upward path of eternal life. Nicodemus heard and understood what Jesus was saying. And on Good Friday, we shall hear the rest of Nicodemus's story. But what about you and me? It is nearly 2,000 years since Jesus had his conversation with Nicodemus. What are we to learn from this story? St. Paul, who, like Nicodemus, was well-educated and learned in the scriptures, gives us guidance in the epistle reading for today. He writes that we are God's masterpiece. God has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things God planned for us long ago. When we turn and look to Jesus to save us, God gives us new life so that we can act in a loving way toward our neighbor and ourselves. And in thankfulness for our new life, give praise and glory to the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen.